It's a very Gogglebox-y
show.
Kind of show. But yeah. There's a lot of TV shows are ending, a lot of TV shows are starting.
It's a bloody big week of TV. And the final episode of The 100 with Andy Lee. It airs tonight, 7:30 on Nine. Radio royalty, as we've been calling him. Andy Lee joins us right now. Good morning.
Morning, Cliffo. Morning, Bronte. How are you both?
Oh, well, excited to talk to someone who isn't from Married at First Sight. I know they're on the same network, but hopefully you can talk a little bit more.
I can talk to Married at First Sight if you need that content. Obviously, we replaced them tonight at 7:30 on Channel 9. Married at Sight mustn't have been going well enough for Channel 9, so
they
need to bring out the big guns in my show. But for those who need relationship spats on their television, we still have plenty of those tonight on the show, don't we?
That leads beautifully to where we want to go. Because we'll talk about the finale of the show in a sec. But a few weeks ago, you caused controversy when you pulled Beck out, your beautiful partner, and you announced that you finished the TV show you were binging together. It was Westworld.
Yeah.
You finished that without her. And I think you were a repeat offender in this, because I remember you talking about this on the radio, but the show was Arrested Development.
Yeah, well, again, I've got to defend myself here, even though I lost on the TV show. And if people haven't seen the show, we've got 100 people on a big screen that represent the cross-section of Australia, all states and territories, all demographics. So we can ask them any question, you get a fair idea of what public opinion is.
Yeah.
So we bring a couple out, and basically we have the issue out, and then we ask the 100 who's in the right. And I was explaining that I've been asking Beck for 2 years to finish this series, and she kept going, I don't really feel like it. I'm unsure. Oh, I think I feel like something lighter. And so then I went ahead and finished it.
Oh, Andy, we've talked about something very similar on this show recently because I wanted to keep watching The Last of Us. I don't know if you were watching this.
No.
I wanted to watch that while my partner was away, and I got absolutely hounded by everyone saying I'm not allowed.
Can we play the grab? This is Lachlan. This is what Lachlan said.
There's already been a pre-arrangement. It'd be very similar to cheating you, putting your relationship in jeopardy by breaking his trust.
Very similar to cheating.
What about?
There it is, straight from Lachie's mouth. So Lachie, that he says is on par with cheating.
He thinks we're cheating.
He thinks you're dishonest.
Well, that's what Hamish said. He thinks it's cheating, or worse than cheating. I maintain that if I'd asked to be intimate with Beck for 2 years and she kept saying, no, I don't really feel like it, or I want something lighter, I think that I would be, you know, a little bit placated than going somewhere else.
Mate, you don't have to tell me twice. I gave my partner a week and then I was like, all right, I'm watching it without you.
Yeah, 2 years. God, Beck, 2 years is a long time. Bronte didn't even have a week in it.
No.
The other thing we wanted to ask you about very quickly, Hamish and Andy, the Remembering Project, another thing you're doing that's on the Listener app right now, and we're doing something this week. We're actually going to marry a couple, like legitimately marry a couple in a plane.
And Cliffo's a celebrant.
I'm a celebrant. And then we're going to push them out of the plane and they're going to take a leap of faith into marriage. And I thought with the Remembering Project, like killing it on Listener at the moment, you would have done your share of, you know, wacky radio stunts in the day, Andy Lee?
As far as pushing something out of a plane, we had a link up with Carlton Draft that did a thing called Drop the Bomb. And we actually did it in Toowoomba in Queensland, because I think that was the only place that let us do it. But we found someone who hated their car. We put the car in like this really weird kind of cargo plane. And one other winner had to push the car out of a plane and land it on a target. And if they landed it on a target, they won $100,000.
Holy.
And the person whose car was it got a new car. But if they missed the target, no one won anything and someone just had a very flat car. So that was my experience of being up in a plane watching someone push something out of it.
Oh, what's terrifying is, Andy, I'm at the bottom where the people are getting pushed out of the plane, so I'm the target on the ground.
And watch
that's
out for
not
the
okay.
car following them.
Well, I think they'll have parachutes. Our car didn't.
Okay, good.
I got to ask, did they hit the target?
Yeah.
They did hit the target.
The car
was flattened. So yeah, that was not drivable again. But it was pretty incredible.
What a moment!
Awesome.
The final of the 100 with Andy Lee. It's tonight, 7:30 on Nine and Nine Now. So it's going to get a big boost, mate. Yeah. You need all those people wanting just fights and drama and the train wreck that is maths.
So Sophie Monk's on tonight. Luke McGregor. You'll find
favorites.
out how many people take their phone into the shower and actually keep scrolling while they have a shower.
In the shower?
Yep. You'll find out how many people have lied about their job and the job they have, and how many people have had a botched surgery in Australia. What percentage of Australians had a botched surgery? So there's some really interesting stories tonight.
Well, botched surgery, maths, it all ties in pretty nicely,
yeah,
I would
well,
say.
I think a lot of those brides and grooms are in... in line for that. 7:39 and 9 Now. Andy Lee, big love, mate. Love having you on the show. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Take care.